And now, some expert advice from the experts at Upstate. Dr. Brian Rieger, chief psychologist and the director of the Upstate Concussion Center, is here with some advice about what coaches need to know about concussion.
If I were a coach on the sidelines, what I really want to be thinking about is it possible or likely, given what I just saw happen on the field, that my athlete may have had a concussion? And I think there are a couple important points related to that. The first is you have to prepare for that moment. That means educating yourself about what the common signs and symptoms of a concussion are. And there are a lot of tools out there available to keep in your first aid kit, keep it in your pocket. The CDC has an app now, Heads Up on Concussion, that you can download to your smartphone. So one of the things you need to have, so you don't have to try and remember it, is a list of the most common symptoms and maybe some suggestions about what questions to ask. Also, you can use your other players to be your eyes and ears on the field. So you want to have educated your players before the season starts about what a concussion looks like and why it's so important to let you know if they think a kid's not right out there. Have a plan. If you're the only coach and the only adult on the sideline, how are you going to change your attention over to this possibly injured athlete versus managing this game, especially maybe it's a playoff game or even a final game? You're going to be conflicted about where your attention is. You need to have thought about that beforehand and come up with a plan about what you're going to do about that. Maybe you're always going to have that assistant coach or parent that you can wave over and get their help in that moment. Maybe you need to stop the game and ask for a little bit of time to check this athlete out. As a coach, you're not a doctor. We don't expect you to diagnose a concussion. What we do expect is that you have the education and the maturity as the adult in that situation to put the child's safety first and to have a, if you have a strong enough suspicion, to get that child evaluated. We want you to communicate to the parents. So often I hear an athlete who comes in and the kid was told by the coach that they may have had a concussion, but that was never communicated to the parents. And of course, the kids don't always want to tell that to the parents. Again, you have to be the adult in the situation, recognize that putting their safety first, hey, mom and dad, I think your kid might have a concussion. Our recommendation is that you have your child evaluated. And I really would not want to see him back at practice or on the field until that happens. And those are the guidelines that we follow.